We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now on the phone from Oklahoma City by Alabama head coach Patrick Murphy. And coach, weren't you guys just in Oklahoma City? What are you doing back out there?
Hey, Roger. Good morning. We are back here recruiting. There's a really big tournament out here with some really good kids, and Coach Prothar and I are here, and Coach Allie is out in California. So I don't know. I think she might have got the better end of that deal, but I'm sitting here in Hall of Fame Stadium, and it's a great day for some softball.
Well, first of all, just how nice is it to go back on the road and recruit, see people in person as opposed to what you had to do all of last year?
Oh, it was huge, and, you know, it's, everybody tried to do their best, and we understood all that, and I think we really learned how to use Zoom and, you know, phone calls, and just a crazy, crazy time, and people tried to do the best with videotaping or, you know, athletes go live, did a really good job trying to show some games that were played, but it's just not the same thing as seeing it live and in person and hearing all the sounds of a ball game, so... I know we took full advantage of being able to get out. I'm sure every other sport at Alabama did the same thing that recruits in the summer. So it's just so much nicer to see kids in person.
Is there anything from the time of virtual recruiting that you'll kind of keep as part of your recruiting program, or is it pretty much all back to how it was pre-pandemic?
No, I really think that, you know, some of our really, really talented people in our athletic department, you know, when we did some Zoom kind of meetings and we did some presentations for athletic department that including photos and pictures and videos and stuff like that, they did a really, really good job of showing the University of Alabama, you know, from our laptops. So that was one thing I think that we probably will still continue to do. It's a phone call where we're introducing ourselves for the first time. And then the next one, we say, hey, let us show you what Tuscaloosa and University of Alabama kind of looks like. It was terrific. So that might be a really good way of trying to get a kid to say yes to a visit. Because we feel like once we get them in Tuscaloosa on campus, it's hard for them to say no to us. But we just got to get them to school, get them on campus, and it sells it for us.
Well, and part of the recruiting pitch is you come to Alabama, you can have a great career playing for the Crimson Tide, and also maybe some Olympic success like we've seen for Haley McClinney, part of Team USA winning the silver medal. Just how proud were you watching those games from the Tokyo Olympics?
Oh, incredibly proud. And, you know, she had such a great games. I mean, she hit, I think it was almost 525. She was on base over 600 percent of the time. Just balled out, was a great leadoff for USA. I think she showed the world that she could be the best softball player in the world right now. You know, and unfortunately they fell just short of a gold medal, but man, Haley just put on a show for everybody. And, you know, she's such a great representative for all of us. And it was fun to watch her. And yeah, I don't know if you got up early, but I was definitely up early, you know, yesterday yep. morning, you know, at 6 a.m. scrambling on my stupid phone to find somewhere. And my SID, Nathan Sheehan, had to come through in the clutch and gave me some of his passwords or whatever to watch it on my phone, because the hotel didn't have that channel that I was staying at. So, but yeah, we got to watch it. And, you know, I think it's the New Mexico State game where Alabama Athletics is going to honor our Olympic athletes. So I really, really hope Haley gets to come home for that. And, you know, we'll give her a big Bama Roll Tide at maybe at halftime or something for all of our Olympic athletes.
Well, that certainly sounds good. We're all very proud of Haley McClinney representing Alabama and Team USA, of course, in the Tokyo Olympics. And you had the Olympics competition. That was big. But also, you're right back in Oklahoma City where the season came to an end just a couple months ago. Just any emotions you feel like getting back to OKC and seeing what was a really successful season for Alabama back in that stadium?
Oh, it was so much fun this year, Roger. I mean, the team was great. Everybody was pulling in the right direction. No issues, just hardworking, great group. They were low maintenance. You know, that's one of the biggest compliments I can give a team. It's just they, on and off the field, they were doing the right thing. And, you know, we had that group of seven super seniors, and I think that really helped us. Their leadership was terrific. They set a good example for all the young kids. Everybody got along. It was a lot of fun, and I'm really, really pleased at where we're at right now for next year in terms of putting some pieces together that, I mean, I'm so excited right now. I wish we were playing, you know, but we have a really good nucleus back. We picked up two really good transfer kids, so it's going to be fun. And our freshmen that are coming in, they all had really good summers, so every time I got to see one of them play, I was even more excited.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And also, college softball is changing a little bit. Early, all of college athletics is changing with name, image, and likeness. We've seen some of your players announce some of their own deals and doing different things. Just what have you tried to tell them about kind of navigating these really unknown waters that we enter into in college athletics?
Well, you're right. It's new for everybody, including the coaches. So all of us are learning as the kids go along, too. And, you know, I think one of the win-wins for all this is, you know, we try to put off a really positive, you know, enthusiastic, knowledgeable face on social media. We always ask our senior class, if you were to say, you know, what word would come to mind if someone would say Alabama softball, and how do you portray yourself on social media? And it's usually classy, it's educational, it's motivational. And I think it even helps us even more in terms of helping a kid for her future, because you don't want to put something bad on there that maybe a future employer is going to see and question, you know, maybe the character of the young lady or the young man. So, and now it's a win-win for everybody, because now they start their brand like right now. These kids that are coming this fall, they're starting their brand on their social media platforms, and, you know, people are looking at it. And we've said it for a long, long time. But now I think they're really going to start to believe us. And I think it's going to make a difference in a lot of the social media platforms that they're using.
It certainly will. So name, image, likeness, something that's new this summer that we're talking a lot about in college athletics. And, Coach, we're also talking a lot about two schools that have requested to join the Southeastern Conference, Texas and Oklahoma. A lot of conversation's been about football, but softball fans know those are two of the better softball programs in the country. Alabama's had some great games, you know, the Super Regional against Texas a couple years ago. Oklahoma all throughout the years. Just what would be your reaction if those schools indeed join the Southeastern Conference?
Well, you know, the last time we expanded our conference with Texas A&M and Missouri, the two schools, the combination of the two schools, the best sport that joined was softball, without a doubt, because both of those schools had really good softball programs. And if you were to ask any athletic fan that knows college sports, you know, if you would say, what's the best sport between the two, I really believe that they would say softball again. Unfortunately for me, but probably, you know, really good for SEC softball. You know, I don't know if everybody's going to say that in our league. And it is going to be interesting if and when it truly happens. But again, you know, college athletics is changing all the time. And it's one of those things where, you know, if it happens, it raises the bar for everybody. And, you know, those really, really good teams, I think, are going to continue to be really, really good. And we're going to find a way to compete.
Certainly will. And Alabama, of course, winning the SEC tournament on their home field at the Rhodes House, part of a great 2021 season. I got to ask, what's kind of the next steps for your program? As again, you're on the career recruiting right now, but what's it going to look like in Tuscaloosa coming up in August as we get ready for the return of school?
I think we are going to work our butts off in terms of being a more complete athletic team in terms of speed, movement. We really want to create really good athletes. And our strength staff and our training staff, they know that. So we're going to work on being better athletes all fall. And that's why I really appreciate being a spring sport, because we get to do those things for, you know, 4 months. And I feel like we're in an advantage. And, you know, football, soccer, volleyball, obviously they've been very, very talented and very good, but they almost have to do that, you know, this summer. I get a whole semester to work on that stuff. So, and then obviously the other thing that we missed out completely over the last school year was our team building things that we love to do. And I think it really, really helps us. Because a lot of the kids, you know, I always do a exit interview with everybody and I say, what did you like? What didn't you like? And what would you like to see more of? So it's three easy questions I ask every kid, and almost every single one, what would you like to see more of, was the team building aspect that we're kind of known for. So all those things that we didn't get to do last year, we're going to do this fall. And I think the kids enjoy it. It's one of those, a lot of them are really big time memory makers. They're going to remember some of this stuff for the rest of their lives. Nobody remembers a batting average, but they're going to remember the things that they did with their teammates, you know, off the field. So we're going to do a lot of those things.
And you also hopefully will have more success in the classroom. This past year was one of the best we've seen. Really, you could say that about a lot of Alabama athletics, but individually, your student athletes had tremendous years in the classroom.
I mean, it's unbelievable, Roger. What, you know, shoot, I'm not in school. I'm middle-aged. And, you know, there were some times where it was really tough for me and during COVID and all the things we had to do. But for these young ladies, they just were terrific in the classroom. And, you know, I'm proud to announce that four of them were Academic All-Americans named today. Three were first-team Academic All-Americans, Bailey Hempel, Kaylee Tao, and Montana Fouts. It's her first time. Bailey now becomes our first four-time Academic All-American, and she was actually the Academic All-American of the year for the sport of softball. So, and then Alexis Mack was 13 Academic All-American. So just credit goes to Jenny Sanders, our academic advisor, and all the young ladies that, you know, put in the work, because they obviously do. It's amazing what they do in the classrooms and on the field. And that's what we want. We want the best of both worlds.
Certainly love to see that. And of course, you've been at Alabama for so long. You're one of ours now, but you're originally from Iowa. If I saw this right on Twitter, are you going to the Field of Dreams game that's coming up in Dyersville, Iowa?
Oh, yeah.
You got to be excited for that.
Yes. And you know, there's not very many tickets. It's only an 8,000 seat temporary stadium. It's on August 12th. It's on Fox Sports. They're broadcasting. And Frank Menichino, who's the hitting coach for the White Sox, played for Alabama, was a really, really good player for the Crimson Tide baseball program. That's my source of my ticket. So God bless him, because otherwise I don't think I'd be sitting in a cornfield trying to watch it, I think. But I think it's going to be a great event, and I'm definitely going to pay attention to all the things that they're going to do in terms of promotions and marketing that game, because I'll probably bring some of them home with me.
Yeah, take lots of pictures. Follow Coach Murphy on Instagram and Twitter to make sure we see the latest from the Field of Dreams game in the home state of Iowa. Coach, just thank you for your time. It's been great to catch up over the summer months about Alabama softball. Can't wait to see you guys very soon at Rhodes House. But just thank you again for your time, and Roll Tide.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Roger. Appreciate it.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.